KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 73 degrees here at the KJN studios this morning. We look for partly to mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour and a high of 81. Those showers and thunderstorms ending here tonight with a low of 68. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJN. News brought to you this morning by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. As a follow-up to Sunday's officer-involved shooting in Leon, the DCI on Monday released additional information, including the identity of the officer and the driver. On July 7th, at 3:08 a.m., Leon police officer John Thomas stopped a vehicle driven by 55-year-old Patrick Bauer of Marshfield, Missouri. During the stop, Mr. Bauer approached Officer Thomas, who was seated in his marked police vehicle. Mr. Bauer sprayed Officer Thomas with a chemical agent, which is commonly referred to as mace. After being sprayed, Officer Thomas fired multiple rounds from his handgun, striking Mr. Bauer. At the scene, law enforcement and emergency medical responders provided medical attention to Officer Thomas and Mr. Bauer. Officer Thomas was released from the scene. Mr. Bauer was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital where his condition is currently unknown. There is no known video recording of the incident. Officer Thomas was not wearing a body camera, and his vehicle was not outfitted with a video camera. Officer Thomas is on paid administrative leave. DCI agents will continue to gather the facts surrounding the shooting. The findings will be forwarded to the Decatur County Attorney's Office. The process may take several weeks, and no additional information will be released concerning that investigation. A man from Missouri is dead following a kayaking incident in Page County over the holiday weekend. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says despite efforts to save him, 38-year-old Jeremiah Bryant Smiley of Maryville, Missouri, died Friday at the Crowlinder Regional Health Center. Authorities received a 911 call at around 10:30 a.m. Friday with regard to a man who drowned at the Lowhead Dam on the Nottoway River on the east side of the Clarinda city limits. When emergency personnel arrived, the man was out of the water, but CPR was in progress by another adult male that had been kayaking with him. An investigation determined that Smiley and 33-year-old David Medley, also of Maryville, Missouri, had been kayaking southbound on the West Nottoway River north of Clarinda from where they had camped. And Smiley and Medley were kayaking from the Villisca area to Maitland, Missouri. The trip had been planned to span several days. The men were sitting on top of their kayaks when they came to the Lowhead Dam on the east side of Clarinda. Smiley went over the dam first. He was thrown off his kayak. Medley was immediately behind Smiley and was also thrown off his kayak. Both Smiley and Medley were wearing life preservers. Smiley got caught in the undertow on the south side of the dam. Medley was swept downriver. Medley saw that Smiley was unable to get out of the undertow and got to the bank. He then ran back to the dam, entered the water, and attempted to get Smiley out of the undertow. Smiley had gone underwater several times at this point. Medley was again washed downstream by the current. He tried again and was washed downstream another time. Medley located a container with his cell phone floating from the kayak that was used to stow all their supplies and called 911. Smiley then surfaced downstream from the dam and Medley got him out of the water. He began to perform CPR. It was at this time that emergency personnel arrived on the scene and transported Smiley to the hospital where efforts to save him were unsuccessful. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Clarinda Police Department, the Clarinda Fire Department, and the Clarinda Ambulance Service. KJAN News Time is 7:09. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. In other area news, a Southwest Iowa man has won his free speech legal battle with a sheriff's department and two officers who charged him with harassment for writing a social media post that profanely criticized a deputy. The Adams County Sheriff's Office will pay John Richard Goldsmith $10,000 to settle a federal lawsuit he filed in May alleging violations of his free speech rights, retaliation, and false arrest. The sheriff's office argued to a court order filed Monday that prohibits it from bringing criminal charges against or threatening to criminally charge citizens on the basis of lawful comments, post, or other speech protected by the First Amendment. Goldsmith criticized Deputy Corey Dorsey in a profane Facebook post in July that prompted the sheriff's department to charge Goldsmith with third-degree harassment. The charge was dropped after Goldsmith hired an attorney to fight the misdemeanor charge. Three arrests took place in Glenwood over the past few days. On Saturday, 20-year-old Andre Topet of Glenwood was arrested for possession of marijuana. He has since posted a $1,000 cash or surety bond. On Sunday, 37-year-old Joel Terry of Glenwood was arrested for operating a vehicle without the ignition interlock. The charge was summarily dismissed and Terry was released. On Monday, 19-year-old Gage Bothwell of Clownsa Bluffs was arrested for possession of marijuana, and 23-year-old Avaro Herrera of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. Bonds for both were set at $1,000. A judge has sentenced an Iowa woman up to 40 years in prison for charges related to the murder of a woman and the burning of her body. The Des Moines Register reports that Judge Thomas Bice on Monday sentenced 28-year-old Mackenzie Nigge of Clare to 40 years with the possibility of parole after 24 and a half years. Nigge pled guilty June 6 to charges related to the killing of 26-year-old Jessica Gomez of Fort Dodge. Her burned body was found in 2017 in a field near Clare. Nigge pled guilty to attempted murder, aiding and abetting robbery, and abuse of a human corpse. In March, 26-year-old Philip A. Williams of Lafayette, Indiana, pled guilty to attempt to commit murder and abuse of a human corpse. He was sentenced up to 30 years in prison. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early Tuesday morning of 20-year-old Cordell Ryan Straw of Villisca for driving while suspended. Straw was arrested at 12:32 a.m. following a traffic stop near 240th Street and Highway 71 north of Villisca. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $566 bond. That's the look at news. We'll check your funeral announcements next, News Time 713. The Wright Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements, Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Larry Rice will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Richard Schecker, age 77, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Richard Schecker will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Michael Scott Kerr, age 74, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Michael Kerr will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Sheeter, age 71, of Panora, died Thursday at the VA Central Iowa Healthcare System in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert Sheeter will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Helen Miller, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Helen Miller will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joanne Mildred Lees, age 78, of Avoca, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Joanne Lees will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Glenn Scott, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Glenn Scott will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Karen Vinnick, age 78, of Audubon, died Sunday at home. Funeral services for Karen Vinnick will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. Ella Charlene Kalbach, age 93, of Menlo, died Friday at the New Homestead Nursing Home in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Ella Kalbach will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Ludman, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. The time of food, fellowship, and visitation with the family of Mary Ludman will be held on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Activities Room at the Heritage House Health Center. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic is assisting with arrangements. Gary Damon, age 65, of Manning, died Monday at Regency Park in Carroll. Funeral services for Gary Damon will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dorothy Carrick, age 97, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Carrick are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Sprocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.